How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today, talking about the Japanese. Maybe a little more access for U.S. beef coming. Back on that in just a moment. Wheat Watch 2013, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, featuring Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says for the 2013 growing season, wheat producers should be doing a couple of things that he believes will help make them more successful.
Number one, first and foremost, is take care of our weed problems. We're never going to increase wheat yield significantly in Oklahoma until we get our weed problems under control. And the best time to control weeds is in the fall of the year when they're small. Second thing would be look at variety selection. Make sure that the variety you're picking matches your management style. We've got some varieties out there that succumb to stripe rust this year. If you're prepared to spray a fungicide, those could still have a fit in your operation. But if you're not going to spray a fungicide, you need to know that ahead of time and stay away from those varieties without a good disease package.
Management tips as you prepare to plant the 2013 wheat crop, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. After starting and stopping the process multiple times over the last 7 years, Japan is moving toward relaxing restrictions on American beef imports, which have been limited because of fears about BSE, or mad cow disease, in that country. A panel of Japanese experts have recommended this week that imports of beef from cows up to 30 months of age be allowed, up from the current 20-month age limit that's been in place since 2005. And that particular 20-month level has been a source of frustration for the U.S. cattle industry and a lot of politicians. For example, former Ag Secretary and current U.S. Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska talked about it back in the middle of 2010. He was ready to take a 2x4 to the Japanese at that time.
I am not satisfied with the response from Japan at this point in time. Just bluntly put, Japan is dragging their feet. They have no scientific basis for what they're doing. There are no international standards that would justify what they are doing. This is all about their politics. I worked very hard as the Secretary of Agriculture to remove politics from trade in agricultural products. We could just literally say, Japanese government, until you guarantee to us that these parts or your vehicles are absolutely free of defects, we're going to close your border. And you would see Toyotas or whatever back up all the way to Japan. You know what? I said from the very beginning, that's not an appropriate way to deal with trade disputes. But there's a point here where they have to step up and do the hard thing.
Venting steam back in 2010, Nebraska Senator and former Ag Secretary Mike Johanns. Now here in 2012, it seems like the Japanese have finally held on to a government long enough to allow this process to get rolling. And this particular panel of Japanese experts that's made the recommendation to their health ministry now sees those recommendations open for public comment for the next 30 days. One thing that will hopefully diffuse some of the anti-American fervor that sometimes pops up with this particular argument is that the proposed change involves not just the U.S., but also beef from Canada, France, and the Netherlands. So some of the argument by some anti-American groups in Japan that the government is bound to pressure from the U.S., that particular argument goes away. At this point, officials in Japan, and for that matter, Phil Tsang tells us from the U.S. Meat Export Federation, that they, possibly we could see action on this by the health ministry latter part of this year or first part of 2013. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
High-quality seed wheat will make you money. And Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms has a good supply of several varieties that can help you raise more bushels of wheat, including Duster, Endurance, Billings, and Garrison. Call Joe or Ann Shirley at Shirley Farms, 1-800-638-9289, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com. Call Joe or Ann today and book your seed wheat for this fall. 800-638-9289, Shirley Farms.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.